not okay.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the Early Birds motherfucking podcast. This your boy Johnny Sins, and that song you just listened to is 666 by YG. I advise you to go listen to it because it's complete fucking trash, and Eric has been keeping it in rotation in his car.
Hey, it's so far you've been listening to this whole time, huh?
I have not, no.
Is it that trash or what?
The only time I've listened to it is in your fucking car, and every time I listen to it.
You've been playing it.
Every time I listen to it, I realize how fucking garbage it is, nigga. I did my due diligence.
Hey, but look.
I did my due diligence, bro.
You're the prime example of any publicity is good publicity, because now you just gave him a fucking stream.
Okay, well, this goes to my next fucking point. It's so trash, nigga. This is how trash it is. I looked up the song. It's called 666, fucking devil worshiper. Apparently, you're a god lover now, so I don't know why you're even listening to that song.
On God.
But...
On God.
I looked up 666, bro, and it had fucking Loverboy Rando and some other random ahead of that song.
Hey, bro. Hey, put some respect on Loverboy Rando.
You know Loverboy Rando?
Fuck no. Oh, okay.
shout out, my nigga. Hey, give Loverboy Rando a fucking... Give him a spin. Maybe he's good.
Give him a spin. Give him a bump.
Give him a bump. Anyways, this is your boy Johnny Sins, and this is Early Birds Podcast.
And it's your boy. Move, bitch. We spinning the block on the ops. It's your boy OVO Alf.
And it's your boy Schemer 400.
So fucking gay. Come on, man. Oh, God, bro. I'm all for homosexuality, but you're just pushing it to the next fucking level.
Damn. Hey, relax.
Sorry.
Damn.
It's not what your mom said last night, though.
Damn.
Okay, buddy.
You're a weenie lover?
Hell no.
All right, so anyways, before we started this particular dangerous show that we are on, we were talking about something. About a Facebook post, you know. I don't know if you guys know, but Schemer of 400's biggest platform, his bread and butter, his world hub, home number two.
Nigga said world hub. I'm fucking dead.
Is fucking Mark Zuckerberg's founding father, Facebook.
Wow, that was a beautiful
introduction. God damn. God damn. All
right. So, you know, I was scrolling through the book, bro. I was at work, mind you, you know. I was running some chalky milk with the black cows, you know. You know what I'm saying? And I was scrolling through work.
Black cows.
And all I fucking saw was, God is good, something, something. And I'm like, what fucking pussy shared this? And then, dude, little did I know, Schemer of 400. Schemer.
What's up, bro?
Why did you share this post?
Because God is good. God is good. God is great.
God is good for who?
Everyone.
Cap. You don't believe in God.
I believe in God, bro. I found God, like, legitimately. I found God.
You found God?
I found
God. Was he on a fucking Craigslist posting or what, nigga?
How did he look like? Was he black?
Nah, he was white.
He wasn't, like, black.
He was, like... Probably like your dark, so like a little.
So you're brown.
A little brown, yeah.
Doesn't the Bible say you can't physically see God? I don't know.
What's he look like? Did he say "What up, nigga"? When you met him or what?
He's not flesh.
He's not flesh.
No, he's not.
Well, they got the Bible wrong, because.
Oh, so you don't believe in the Bible? You believe in God, though.
Yeah, but I believe in God, but not the Bible. Yeah,
not the okay. No, that doesn't make sense.
That does make sense. The whole like religion, I'm not into that.
But you believe in God, though.
Yeah. You can do that, bro.
You can do that.
Aye.
You can do that.
Aye.
Personally, I'm fucking. I'm neutral, bro. I don't believe. I don't not believe. Is it quiet fucking crickets? Am I just talking to myself now?
Personally, I think y'all are both full of shit and do not believe in God.
No, I don't. I'm not saying I do.
No, I do, bro. I do.
Eric said he does. I'm not saying I do.
No, you don't, bro.
Yes, I
no,
do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you're
I do.
You're the definition of a born sinner, bro. And not fucking J. Cole, nigga.
Look, no. Look, it was...
God didn't approve.
I mean... It comes like, from hey, the like earth? A, it is all that. It is comes true.
From the earth?
Yeah.
Man, I don't give a fuck. You didn't see Jesus lighting up? Shit.
He was hung up. What do you mean? How's he supposed to smoke?
Oh, I'm fucking sick. That's terrible.
Bro, here's a quick side note. Have you ever seen that picture? It was like, damn, I can't believe baby girls hustle. It's like the picture of Jesus carrying the cross. And there's a chick that has a shirt of Jesus on there.
No, man.
Baby girl slinging merch. So you found God then, right?
Yeah.
How is this changing your life? How is it affecting it?
Oh, it's been up. It's been up.
What are you doing differently?
Differently, let me see.
Nothing.
The money. The money got up.
No, I'm fucking. All right, bro. I really can't tell if this nigga's trolling or not, bro. I really can't. What do you mean the money got up?
The money got up.
What does that even mean?
Like it grew legs and started walking away, or what?
It just said it was like. It was somewhere in the air and it went into my bank account just randomly. Just ding, 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 ding. Like if I hit the jackpot.
It just went into your money?
It just went in straight like that.
That's fucking crazy.
Ah, you capping, bro.
How did that happen?
All you know, through hard work.
Wow.
Dedication.
Bro, you don't work hard. Do you even know what dedication means, bro?
I do, bro.
No, you fucking don't.
I am.
Spell dedication right now.
D-E-D-I...
Why do you gotta think about it? Shit. This ain't Aquila and the Beast start slapping your fucking knee, nigga. Shit. Who you think this is, bro?
This ain't no spelling beast. Shit.
Time's up, nigga. Shit. My nigga started looking to the sky looking for God's answer. My nigga God didn't answer, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, so you shared this post, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, me and Mr. Sins over here, as homies, you know, we gotta call it how we see it, bro. You know, I gave my famous, you know, my
the eyeball emoji,
my huh eyes, and then Johnny said, Mr. Sins said. What'd you say?
You want me to give you a direct quote?
Yeah.
You know what's funny, bro?
Quote unquote.
So I woke up and I got to work. I opened my Facebook because that's one of the first things I do. It's not very healthy, but I do. I got on Facebook and I seen Eric post, God is good. I'm like, this motherfucker, bro. Like, there's no shot. So I was like, I'm going to clock in, get my shit. Before I go to my line to work hard, I need a comment on this fucking post.
Calmado before I go to my line to work hard. Calmado.
I need a comment on this post.
Puros hard workers here.
So I was like, it always be the biggest sinners talking about God is good. Shaking my fucking head, bro.
Look, bro, you can always find God. That's the thing.
Is it a coinkydink that it's always the biggest sinners that are like, God?
No, because that's always the excuse. Oh, I'm sinning, but I found God. It's okay. God meant for me to do this. Shut your ass up, God.
Look. It was this year that I found the mind. So like the whole everything did in the past. That's past Eric.
Goes away.
Yeah.
So Bin Laden say, "Oh, I found God." Niggas I murked.
Look, bro, all you gotta do is do a couple Hail Marys and you're good.
Hold on, nigga, that doesn't even make sense. Cause didn't he do that cause of God? Supposedly.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that. Well, wasn't it like a religious terrorist group?
Yeah.
And they sacrificed like
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Allah is God, right?
Yeah, technically then wouldn't you consider him religious?
That's what I just fucking said, yeah. Eric.
As long as it's for God, it's okay. I'm sick, bro. But yeah, anyways, so you know, you posted that comment, I posted that comment. Someone that shall be unnamed, you know, posted a long ass comment, bro. This shit was like double space, two paragraphs, bro. Fucking Harvard level, like literature or some bullshit, bro.
Calm down, nigga. It was a direct quote from the Bible.
My shit said, that shit said 1459. Nigga, I wasn't even born 1459, bro. How the fuck am I supposed to know that shit? Right? So he posted this shit. Fucking Johnny. Johnny loves acting like he knows everything, bro. He top shit, bro. My nigga said, okay, this comment, bro, I'm not gonna just push like, bro. I'ma hold it down, scroll through two emojis to hit that care. This dude reacted with the biggest fucking react. And I know my nigga had no fucking clue what it meant. And then, to top it off, my nigga Schemer tries fucking going to that bitch and says, and gives an explanation to it, which he clearly fucking looked up.
What do you mean?
Actually, it's not, I did it, bro.
No, it's not that hard to interpret it, dog. You're a it's really liar. Not. Nigga, look, look.
A fifth grade reading level ain't gonna surpass that shit.
Look, bro. Luke 6:35. But let love ye your enemies and do good. Okay, what the fuck? Interpret that into today's modern language.
What?
Okay. Okay, this is not a joke or anything. I need a serious fucking answer. Since when was Kanye in the fucking Bible, bro?
Stupid. Seriously. But you know what's funny? But you know what's funny too is when I was reading, that's exactly what fucking hit the head.
But yay? Wait, what does yay mean, Eric?
I don't know. Actually, I don't.
You don't know what yay means?
No.
But you found God though, right?
I don't read the Bible, so.
But you knew what that meant. You interpreted it.
I interpreted it. Yeah.
But yay. You found God though.
Hey, this motherfucker, bro.
On tonight's episode of Catching a Capper.
Hold on, Eric. I have a real fucking question, bro. Like, are you capping with me, nigga?
No, like, I'm being serious.
Like, swear to God.
Like, I swear, like, I'm boys.
Put that shit on your mom.
I'm boys, on my mom.
You found God.
I found God.
I never thought I'd hear those words. You better delete that 666 off your phone, nigga.
On God, bro.
I hate this dumbass.
It's not that big of a sacrifice. That song is ass.
Move, bitch.
And ain't he loose, please.
Personally, bro, I wouldn't delete it.
You wouldn't delete it?
No.
You like that song?
Huh?
You like that song?
Low key, the hook kind of fire.
It's pretty fucking ass. D tier lyrics, at best.
Hey, D's still passing, right? Look,
bro, barely.
I can see. Like my boy Elf says, I still got my diploma. Barely. Shit, that's graduating, dog. You're still giving the credit. You're not.
Hey, I gotta agree with homeboy right here. He right.
Nah, he's not gonna. I know Harvard type shit, but it's good.
And he not gonna get no scholarships for sure, bro.
Hey, look, bro.
Hey, you don't know that. What if he's a first person going to college?
Exactly. Look, put it this way. If my nigga play college football, I know my nigga ain't going to the Rose Bowl. Shit, he might make the Little Caesars Bowl though. Shit.
Nah, he still ain't. Not even the Little Caesars Bowl.
That much hate towards him? Fuck.
I don't know, bro. I
bet you if this nigga meets him in real life, oh my God, YG.
Nah, you know what?
He's going to be starstruck like how he was at a fucking the celebrity game. Who the fuck did you see?
Okay, you know what's stupid, bro? Because coincidentally, it's the All-Star game, but coincidentally, that nigga played for the Lakers. So I was like, holy shit. He was tall as fuck, too. It was Jared Vanderbilt, by the way. He's not that popular.
That nigga whack.
Jared Vanderbilt?
That nigga whack.
Nah, bro. He's a fucking defensive monster.
That nigga whack.
All right, bro.
All right. I just know he didn't have the balls to go up and say, can I get a picture?
No, oh, I tried, but there was a little kid taking a picture and then...
Okay, man. You don't like little kids.
All right, bro. Whatever. Whatever. Anyways, it baffles me how fucking D-tier rappers get so much clout.
So, let's see. Who would you consider another D-tier?
D-tier rapper? Okay, so we got YG, right? We got fucking Playboi Carti. D-tier rapper at best.
I think you're a fucking hater for that shit, though,
bro. No, see, I tried, bro. I really tried, bro. I'm open-minded. I really am.
I don't think you are.
I am.
You want to be a music critic so bad. You want to hate on everything so bad.
Look, bro, I'm a hater when I don't... At least I'm not telling you, wow, it's fucking great when I really don't think so.
Bro, but Cardi's like an... Cardi, like, jumped to, like, an S-tier rapper now.
How is he an S-tier fucking rapper, bro?
Whenever Cardi does a fucking feature, bro, everyone fucks with that shit, bro.
Because Cardi fans are on his dick like crazy.
Nah, everyone's on his dick now.
I just don't get the hype, bro.
Dude.
And everybody under Cardi is fucking ass, too.
Who?
Like fucking Ken Carson? Ass.
Who?
I don't know who that
is. You don't know Ken Carson?
Nah.
Look him up. You probably like him if you like Cardi. It's like a Cardi wannabe. But I mean, he's influenced by Cardi, so he's under Cardi.
Wait, Cardi has his own label?
Doesn't he?
I didn't fucking know that.
I thought he did. I don't know if he has his own label, but I know he has like a...
He has followers?
He looks like a Cardi kind of guy. Not even
followers, but like, you know, he's like a mentor, I guess, type shit.
I didn't fucking know that. I like noise.
Which is ironic because I really like Travis Scott.
And Travis fucking hella fucks with Cardi,
bro. I know he does.
And low-key, everyone fucks with Cardi. Your biggest rappers fuck with Cardi.
I don't get it.
I don't get it, bro. J. Cole's going to have a song with Cardi.
Doesn't mean I like him.
I don't know, bro. It was actually pretty good.
No. Because J. Cole had a fucking song with Cash Cobain.
That song was ass.
It's arguably one of the worst fucking songs I've heard. I never want to hear that shit
again.
But
to be fair, that is Cash Cobain's song.
That is true.
But it was trash either way, though.
It was fuck.
I think everything was trash. I don't even think J. Cole's verse was good.
Wasn't it?
Now Cash Cobain is fucking trash. I don't know how that nigga get him. I don't know how he's getting popping.
I mean, isn't he just popular for his beats?
I don't fucking know. But I listened to his shit, bro. I thought it was ass.
I think he's mainly a producer, no, or am I tripping?
No, doesn't he rap?
I think he raps, but I think he's mainly like a fucking... I'ma look it up.
Oh. Man, nigga, the only Cobain I want to hear... It's Clout Cobain, nigga. Shade. Put some respect on my boy's name.
I'm doing the thing for Clout.
Yeah, so he's a New York-based rapper and producer.
The rapper comes before producer.
He's the main architect of a playful melodic variation on a drill known as sexy drill.
Sexy drill? What sexy the drill, fuck?
Bro, yes, right.
He said architect. Okay.
Cash Cobain.
Nah, he's whack, bro.
Yeah, Cash Cobain. He looked like he ate a few chicken nuggets.
Stupid.
Look at this guy, bro. Hold on. Where the fuck is he at?
Two chicken nuggets.
Look at that, bro.
Damn.
Bro definitely gets a 30 piece for himself. That's all I'm saying.
This nigga.
Anyways. Yeah. Just because I like the artist and they collab with the artist doesn't mean I will like it automatically.
But for basketball players, is different.
How the fuck is that different, bro? What are you even talking about? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Make it make sense, Eric.
I was giving you shit, Johnny. Relax.
Nah, that's what I thought, bro. Eat your words, nigga.
Damn.
Nah.
But yeah.
But yeah. All
right. D-tier.
I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Alright. So.
Okay.
What?
Okay, jump into the next topic.
Oh, you jumping into the next topic?
Yeah.
Alright, bet.
Moving on.
Jump on in, dog.
No homo. So you know how some people out there in the world participate in some marijuana, right?
Right.
Like you?
Hey, fuck you, dude.
Like Skimmer 400?
Nah, Skimmer. Never him. But I was watching this video about this guy kind of throwing like a business pitch to Logan Paul, right? And he said he smokes meth. But he smokes it recreation. Like, not recreation, kind of like... It's kind of weird because he said the way he does it is he'll do all of his shit first, and then he's able to smoke meth. And so right now what he's trying to do is smoke, like get into meth, and then just to show how easy it is, he's gonna fucking try to just quit cold turkey. Do you think that's possible? Does it just get like that?
The chemicals in your brain, bro.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Alfred. God damn it.
You know what's funny is I knew exactly this motherfucker was going to say some dumb shit like that.
Oh, I'm fucking sick right now, bro.
But yeah, so he's just doing this. Just say you guys are pussies. And
that's the stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard, actually. Who is this?
I don't even know the fucking guy's name because I just remember watched a couple of videos on it and he did. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast too.
Oh, fuck.
John Rogan?
Yeah, John Rogan.
Wait, so how long has he been doing it?
I think for a year.
Did he get addicted yet?
I think he's been doing it for like a year now.
Damn.
Yeah. And he said he's doing good. He's still like a regular productive citizen. You can't tell he's a fucking tweaker, but he kind of acts like a tweaker.
He acts like a tweaker?
Yeah.
Is he addicted?
I don't know. He says he's not.
Does he look weird now?
Getting there. He's getting like, because like, you know how they start like nitpicking on the right, fucking.
Does he look sliced up now?
Yeah, he's getting there. Yeah, so he's just doing this just show how easy it is to stop.
You know what? This is going to sound fucking terrible. This is going to sound terrible because he's doing it as an experiment to show how you can stop. I hope he doesn't.
He doesn't stop?
I hope he doesn't fucking stop, bro. I hope he gets fucking addicted and dies.
Damn.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Nah, it's not
someone
that
deep. Doesn't like that guy.
Well, it's not. Like, who the fuck does that for an experiment? It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard of.
White people.
He wants views.
No, that shit's just dumb, bro.
But if according to him, he's doing good.
That's a pretty hardcore drug to start off with, though. God damn.
Fucking mad, bro.
My nigga could have started off with something weaker.
with the plan or what?
Something like that. Fuck. My nigga said, I want the A-tier drug.
No, that's crazy.
He didn't want the D-tier drug.
No, wouldn't that one be a B? Because I heard it's a lot harder to get off of heroin than it is meth.
I don't know.
And then I remember when I was in high school, we had some ex-druggies, you could say, come in, have a little lesson, life talk about drugs. And then someone said, yeah, I was smoking meth, but my friend didn't have any more, so I started doing heroin. That one was so hard to get off of.
I don't know, low-key. I don't do neither. I don't know either, bro. I wouldn't know.
But I'm pretty sure you guys can guess what high school.
Two Rivers.
Yeah. Dumbass high.
Wait, so what were you getting with... Where were you getting at with all this, Eric?
Think I'm going to try it out.
All right, bro. You know what? Are you that fucking stupid or... Or like, do I need to tell it to you every day?
Dude, I like that little soft, serious voice he does, bro. And then he hits you with the head nod, bro. He's like, are you fucking stupid? Or do I gotta tell you every day?
Okay. Oh, you're gonna be a gentle parent, huh?
Okay. My nigga's gonna be like, it's time to go to the timeout box. I'm against spanking my children.
That's a good topic to dive into too. But no, let's stay on the topic, Eric.
Alright, so what is your point?
What is your point here, bro?
Do you think, well, I guess you kinda already answered it. I was gonna say, do you think that's a good little example to do?
No. Why would you fucking do that?
Example? No.
Well, just to show how easy it is to start.
I guess if he wants to do it, I guess it's his fucking, you know.
Look, he did it, he should have done it with something, you know, something a little weaker. Like, he should have done it, and then maybe when he's a chingon, he can go with the big leagues. But it's just my nigga fucking... Bruh, my nigga said... I want to play football, but I'm not going to play high school or college. I'm going to go straight to the NFL. So.
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty fucking stupid.
He should have cold turkey weed, low-key. He should have done weed first, low-key.
Weed and then coke?
Relax.
And then I think there's a lot of fucking like factors to it, bro.
Like
some people are more susceptible to be addicted to shit.
Cause the chemicals in your brain. Oh my
fucking God, Alfred.
Well, what's your guys' addiction?
Shit.
Mine?
Damn, that was quick. God damn. Let me finish the sentence, bro. Fuck.
That's my easy addiction, bro.
My addiction, I have like, I want to say I have like three, bro.
You fucking addict?
Yeah, I have three. One of them is getting a little better. So it's sugar, which is the one that's getting a little better. Caffeine, arguably getting worse.
Oh, that's an addiction, caffeine?
I mean...
Yeah, technically, yeah.
We can say caffeine, too.
Anything that you can't go without, and if you go without it, you start fucking feeling like the... What the hell happened? My TV's on, guys. There's a fucking ghost in here.
My nigga Casper wanted to start bumping music,
bro. Hold on, bro. I'm gonna go turn off my TV. We'll be right back.
He said, Mike, turn up.
After the short commercial break. All right, we back. Anyways, as I was saying,
turn up.
I think anything that you can feel like the withdrawals of, if you stop doing it, is an addiction.
You can get withdrawals from not having sugar.
Yeah, and caffeine.
But what is withdrawals?
Anything that, I don't know, affects you mentally, physically.
I'm not scratching my arm saying I need another hit.
What do you mean it affects you? What does that mean? Mentally?
Like you get like, let's say, headaches.
You get anxiety?
Anxiety is a withdrawal. Yeah.
pussy.
I definitely don't have that then. I don't get anxiety from not having soda.
What do you get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I just want it low-key.
You just crave it really bad.
Like, especially when I'm eating, yeah.
That's a withdrawal.
Oh, for real?
Your body's craving it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Withdrawal.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so sugar, caffeine, one's getting better, one's getting worse. And then my left hand. I like to browse the hub every once in a while, if you know what I mean.
That was weak.
That was.
The fuck was that weak? How was that weak?
That was weak.
How was that weak?
I think the silence was more fun here.
Ah, fuck you guys. I'm going to go kill myself.
Bruh. You probably got the hub blocked on your laptop right now, bruh.
What do you mean blocked?
You probably got it blocked. You probably got like the school settings on it.
Oh, I'm fucking sick.
Damn, so your guys' shit's fucking
health. Even if I wanted to go on the hub on my computer, I couldn't.
Exactly, because it's blocked.
That is.
That's what he meant, the fucking school settings.
No, not because of me, nigga. Because of Utah.
What you mean? You got the VPN, I know. Shit.
I got the VPN on my phone.
I don't know if it'll work like this, but fucking hotspot.
Hotspot?
Yeah.
Esteban! Turn on your hotspot, bro.
Should I try it? Let's try it.
Low key, would that really work?
No. I don't know.
I don't even know how a hotspot works.
Well, why the fuck would that work, Eric?
I don't think it would work.
That was the stupidest shit I've heard all day, bro.
I'm just trying to give you some suggestions,
I'm
my bad.
Kidding, bro. I'm just being a hater.
Don't ever let me hear it again.
Don't let me hear that shit again, bro. Get the fuck out of my office now.
If that works out, let me know.
Oh God, bro. I wish I had a fucking office so I could talk to somebody like that.
Get the fuck out of my office.
I get the fuck out of my sight.
Don't slam the door.
Damn, what?
Eric's little office. Supposedly, when he had an office.
My little desk.
Oh, it was a desk.
I wish I had a fucking office.
Oh, it was Sanchi that had an office.
Yeah. Had Sanchi. An office,
apparently.
Loki, I had an office too. I don't have it no more.
They knocked you down? They murdered you?
I got moved.
Crazy.
So did you ever tell anybody that then or what? What? You get out of my office?
I don't think anyone came. Because
nobody wanted to be in your office.
No, bro, because fucking the office was literally tucked right in the back, bro. That's why I could get away with fucking bullshitting all day.
You know, I really started thinking about what you told me about what? The casino. Yeah, I'm glad we don't have no casinos here.
See, look, addiction, bro. That's your addiction. Yeah. Gambling.
Yeah.
Arguably, that's the worst addiction of all.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I mean, because, like, hold on. Mine is financial. Your guys' is health. I can go broke. You guys can die.
Look, my nigga. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't want to ever hear you talking about fucking health again. I just seen you down fucking 2 McMuffins, a burrito, and a fucking high C in 2 bites.
Shout out to high C.
High C fire.
But look, my nigga. We're gonna be living in the house. You're gonna be outside in a box. Shit.
You're gonna be outside in a fucking box sucking dick for a cheeseburger.
Loki.
Hell no.
You tell me which one's worse.
Hold on, my nigga. Hold on. I have a serious fucking question, okay? You Like me, I acknowledge my addiction, right? Mm-hmm. Now, do you think there's people that are addicted to something that don't know are addicted to something?
I think there's a lot of people.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, right?
There's probably niggas that be doing shit like it's like what is that called? Like second nature.
Yeah.
They do shit so subconsciously.
Míralo, si sabe. Fucking dick.
Without even fucking thinking that shit. Guarantee this shit.
Yeah, cause I think so like the last time we went to Wendover.
Right.
And I was ready to cash in my $5 win.
A $5 win?
$5, yeah. Damn, bro, I was in a loss. I was on a losing spree. But yeah, this homie was like, yo, bro, how much did you lose? I'm like, oh, you know, like right around 100. Yeah. Oh, for real? I'm like, yeah, how much you lose? Bro, I lost 16,000. Oh my God. Damn. 16,000. Homie next to him, his homie lost 18.
18,000.
I'm like, dog, that's my whole fucking car right there. I'm like, what the fuck?
I wonder how much Bruno Mars lost.
Who?
Bruno Mars.
Didn't say he lost.
He lost millions.
Yeah, he lost millions. Over millions.
That's why MGM owns him.
Yeah. He probably lost a shit ton.
No, that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
That's an addiction right there. That's without knowing, basically.
Look, but you're addicted too. Don't even fucking lie to me. Don't even lie to me right now. I was there with you, bro. I was there. My nigga, we went to fucking Wendover, and my nigga said, yeah, I got $100. He fucking lost that hundo, bro, and he said, yeah, I think I can pull out 20. Shit.
That is crazy.
It was 50, actually. No, and then get this. This one, we said he was 5'11".
What do you mean?
He said he was 5'11".
Like height?
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Dude, yeah.
There's no way.
You know what's fucking crazy? Okay. Sorry to like cut you off right now. We can get back to it. I go donate plasma, right? Mm-hmm. And they were measuring people with their fucking shoes off. Okay. And they're like, have we gotten your measurement yet? And I'm like, no, not yet. So I fucking go.
Pull your pants down, sir.
Pretty much. whip out your dick. All that good shit, okay? And then I put my heels to the back.
Dick size first or what?
Yeah, dick size first. We're not talking about that measurement today,
we'll,
though.
We'll keep that disclosed.
Well, yeah. That one is confidential. But I will say, I have been saying I'm 5'9 my whole fucking life since high school. And I always get the doubters. No, you're not. You're like 5'7", bro. You're like 5'7". You're not. There's no fucking shot. I'm 5'9 without fucking shoes, bro. That's all I wanted to say. For any doubters that thought I was 5'7". I'm 5'9".
But he's not taller than me.
He's taller than me.
I'm telling you, nigga. Hey, look, either I'm 5'10", you're 5'11", or I'm 5'11", you're 5'10". We're right there. I'm telling you, bro, I've gotten, no diddy, I've gotten measured.
Hold on. Let's go back to back, and you just, no homo, no fucking homo. Pause, nigga. Measure the inches.
No homo. All
right, we'll do that after. All
right, bet. Anyways,
okay, just no fucking diddy, no fucking diddy, no homo. Okay, let's say hypothetically, bro.
No homo already. No, no homo. Diddy.
No,
you gay. Diddy. You gay.
If they measure your long schlong, bro, do they measure it before or after?
Wait, what do you mean before or after?
Like, do they measure it raw dog or bricked up?
Both? Yeah, both.
Oh,
yeah.
When Why? They, How do you know that?
Because they did a fucking... They did a study. I watched the YouTube video.
Wait, you watched the YouTube video?
They didn't show them. Like, it didn't show the dicks. It just showed the sizes.
homo. You watched a video about another nigga's dick size? No homo.
I swear to God, it's not as bad as it sounds.
My niggas were like fake gay, but I didn't know they were gay gay.
No, nigga. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Hey, bro. I know my nigga deleted that search history quick.
No, it's still there. It's actually on my fucking TV, so it was on the widescreen and shit.
God.
You guys ever watch Jubilee videos?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
You know, Alfie?
I'm guessing you're not talking about the chick from the X-Men?
The what?
The chick from the X-Men?
No.
Oh, then no. I don't know.
Okay, well, it was one of those videos. Have you guys ever watched like a rank video? Like, you know, strangers have to guess who is, you know, like let's say it's like salary. Like who's richer? And they like rank each other. No? You know what? Fuck you guys. My algorithm is crazy.
No, but keep going. But
anyway, it was one of those videos. And then there was like dudes discussing of who they think had a bigger dick, pretty much.
So are you saying the title of the video said ranking guys' dick sizes? You said, "Oh, let me watch this."
Nah. What it showed was four niggas in a line, and the caption said, "Who's bigger?"
Nah, nigga. So it's part of the fucking. It was part of the YouTube algorithm, okay. And you know how sometimes it just goes on to the next video and you're like, "Eh, fuck it, I'll keep watching." Yeah, you know what I mean?
I ain't got nothing else to watch. Yeah.
Well, it was one of those. And I'm like, "Oh, it's okay, let's fucking see what this is about right here." Fucking go on, bro. I'm like, "Oh, okay, there's a fucking black dude. I already have to watch the video, but I'm gonna watch it anyways because he's gonna have the biggest fucking dick because he's black." Anyways, it was. But yeah, they measured it like hard and soft, bro. Oh, daddy. And there was this guy who's like fucking soft. Like he was like second to smallest, right? He was the second to smallest. But then when it was hard, it was like second to biggest. So he was a fucking grower, bro.
God damn.
When he was bricked up, he turned into Godzilla or what?
Pretty much. Yeah. So there was some niggas that like barely changed from when they're soft and hard. And there was some that like changed like a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, but what?
Yeah, that's, so no, there's no like, homo. There's no homo, but there's showers and growers. Like that's a real thing, bro.
No. Like no homo. It was like a black dude versus a bunch of white guys?
No. It was just random people, right? Like, there was a Mexican guy, like, a couple white guys.
I was going to say, the only competition would be, like, different versions of black guys.
That's true.
So let's say a black dude from here, black dude from, like, Ghana, Nigeria.
He said Ghana.
You know, shit like that. Brazil.
Ethiopia.
Haiti, you know? That'd be a real competition right there.
That's facts.
Damn. No worries. Would you participate in that?
Oh, you know, fuck it, bro. For the one time? Well, hold on. This all depends, bro. This really all depends. Because it'll all go based off of who's measuring my dick, bro. If it's a nigga, I'm out, bro. Now you tell me fucking, I don't know, Batty fucking Laurel over there with the big titties is gonna measure it. Hey, I'm all fucking for it. I just can't guarantee you I'm gonna be soft.
And then she just gives you like a quick little handy to get you hard or what?
If it's a nigga, I'm out.
Yeah, bro.
What if he's gay though?
If the nigga's gay?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that worse? Because he's gonna get you, he's gonna be measured. Oh, yeah. Nah.
Oh, you're a big boy.
I'll definitely be fucking flaccid, bro. That shit's gonna hide. I guarantee you I'll have negative fucking inches, bro.
It's gonna get tucked in.
It's gonna be inverted, bro.
Just go where it's cold.
Oh, I'm gonna be cold, bro.
But watching some gay shit, John.
But yeah, no, bro. Like, they measure both. Because both make a big difference.
That's pretty gay. Pretty gay. Like, it's pretty gay, but thank you for the information.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. I'll show it to you guys after.
I'm cool. I'm chilling.
No, I just want to show you it's not as
gay. The algorithm is crazy.
It's not as gay as it sounds, bro. It's not.
It was the last video he watched.
It's not that gay, bro. Trust.
What was okay? Was there someone else in the room with you?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Guy or girl?
It was my wife. It's a girl.
What'd she think?
What do you mean?
Did she say, "Oh damn, that's a big dick too"?
No.
Or did she say, "Johnny, why can't you have a size that? Why can't your dick be that size?"
No, she said somewhere along the lines of like, damn, like if I knew they could get that big, I don't know where I'd be right now. But like, I mean, it's too fucking late now. I got her locked up. You know, my shit does the job. There's a job description, and I fucking fit the description. It didn't say anywhere of mandatory fucking 8 inches.
Hey, it's like in the job description. It's like in the job description. 2 years experience preferred. 6 to 8 inches preferred.
Yeah, see, like, no, preferred. Not required. Preferred. That's all I'm saying, nigga. Sometimes the penny board is better than the long board. You know, it all depends on who you ask.
Oh, nah.
Am I lying or am I fucking not, bro? Am I lying or am I not? Now, tell me I'm lying, bro. Eric's big ass used to ride a penny board. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, because they were cheaper than the longboards, dog.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're not better. They're better for the right person, bro. They're better for the right person. I'm going to say that one more time. They're better for the right person. More compact.
You know, this whole conversation could have been different if you would have just started with, yeah, so I was kinking it with the wife. And she put this fucking YouTube.
Okay, no. Let's not blame it on her either. I was watching the videos. She was watching along.
He wants to make sure you know he's gay.
No. My boy was intrigued on that. He was interested.
No. I clicked on the dick video, not her.
No, let's bring that shit back one more time. Let's get this shit straight. I did not click on the dick video.
Hey, autoplay, dog.
Hey, the dick video clicked him.
The dick video auto-played, and I kept watching.
He waited those 3 seconds to change.
Yeah, nigga. Especially because sometimes, like, we just be, like, under the blankets and shit. And, like, I move around a lot, so sometimes the remote is on, like, the very edge of the fucking bed. And I'm like, I'm not about to go get that shit and change it if the video is entertaining enough, you know?
The video was that entertaining?
That video was entertaining enough, yeah.
Damn.
He's really gay. Damn.
I'm not fucking gay, Eric.
He's really gay.
I'm not gay, Eric. Trust.
Johnny.
Let's be real here, bro.
What a guy.
Let's be fucking
what a fucking
let's,
guy.
Let's be real. I'm not gay. I had plenty of guys shoot their shot at me. Not once did I make any kind of gay move towards them.
Are you sure you didn't say
hee? I might have said hee hee, but just for fucking shits and giggles, all right?
With what the fuck is that? That one person at your work, Bryce?
Bryce, who the fuck is
or
Bryce?
Or what the fuck are they? The trans?
Oh, Billy?
Yeah, Billy, yay.
Amelia? No, I didn't even know they were transgender or going to transition. I did have this person in high school added me on Facebook. He was pretty gay. He was homosexual.
He wasn't just gay. He was pretty gay.
He was pretty fucking gay. No, like, I mean, good for him, you know. Like, I admire people that can be comfortable with their sexuality. He hit me up on my fucking wall, public, you know, just to say. And he said, hey, you're pretty fucking cute. You should hit me up.
No way.
And if you think I'm lying, I can go back to like 2014, whatever it was. I can show you the receipts. It's probably still there.
Oh, he liked that compliment. So he said, yeah, I'm going to keep it right here.
Okay, hold on. What did you respond with?
Thank you. You're cool too.
No, I think I just liked it.
Oh, you liked
it? No, I liked it, but...
Oh, okay.
I liked it. Not to be... There's no fucking DMs and exchange or anything after that, okay?
He deleted those, though.
No. Let's not fucking get it twisted, okay? All I'm saying, bro, is if I was gay, I could have acted on it if I wanted to. But I'm not. I'm completely straight. I once had this guy. He was really gay. And he used to call me, because my name was Jamal, my fucking alter ego. He used to call me Jamelian, bro. He used to call me Jamelian and like a fucking, I don't know, like a, how would you call it? In a way, bro. Like a way, like, hey, Jamelian.
And just know, we ran into this dude a couple whiles ago, and he still calls him. Huh? He still calls him Jamelian to this day.
Okay, but tell me, yeah, see, you get what I'm saying? What, like, the way he says it, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of like...
He was super zesty about it, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did I act on it? Fuck no. He's my buddy. He's my buddy. Did he want dick? Hell yeah. Did I give it to him? No. I'm not a homosexual, Eric. I respected his fucking feelings. I did not reciprocate, though.
Okay.
Gotta get all formal on this, huh?
That's the first word that came to mind, bro.
Oh, my God. Pinche Harvard here.
It's not a Harvard-level fucking word, Alfie. Anyways, this is a... Sticking to the fucking gay topic, right?
This is a super gay fucking episode.
No. Hold on. I gotta get to some shit because we're already on the fucking topic of homosexuals. So, we found out about the Diddy indictment and how they fucking raided his house and found how many bottles of fucking baby oil?
A fucking thousand.
1,000 bottles of Johnson & Johnson.
Premium baby oil.
Okay, did you hear what his lawyer Johnson, had to say about it?
Family company.
No.
Okay, so it's funny.
Was he oiled up too?
No, his lawyer. his lawyer. I don't know if he said it was fucking Costco or Sam's Club or some shit. He said he only got that many fucking baby oils because he shops at, let's say, Costco, and he buys them in bulk. That's his fucking excuse.
Why the fuck is he buying them in bulk?
Because it's at Sam's Club, bro. You buy them in bulk and you save money.
Does my nigga even have a baby? For baby oil?
Maybe he just wants to be shiny, bro. Maybe he wants to be shiny for his sexy music videos with Maze. You never know. Is that valid? You know how, like, back in the day, like, the old, like, hip-hop and R&B videos... They'd like be dancing and shit, like the Backstreet Boys, and then, you know, their skin would be all shiny, like if they were doing like a fucking P90X workout. But you know, they were just oiled up. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
This is low key true. I remember I saw that fucking meme of like R&B died as soon as they stopped grabbing the air.
I'm fucking sick. It's true though, bro. It is true.
Oh shit. So he's a Costco bot. He's a Costco shop.
I don't know if it was Costco or something. It was a place that you can get shit in bulk.
A bulk place, huh?
Yeah.
Is he bulking up?
Probably.
That nigga said, let me get the whole pallet.
Maybe he buys pallets, bro. You know people that buy pallets, right? And then they go out and like fucking sell them. Like, you know, they part them out.
Oh, he wasn't selling.
Oh, I know that.
But he just hasn't gotten there to the listing yet. He has so many
those
fucking
are all the pending orders or what?
I mean, you don't know that, bro. He could be fucking, you know, selling them on the black market. I mean, he is a billionaire.
You mean that's illegal? It's not for resale.
Exactly.
Does it for real say, like, no resale on that bitch?
I'm pretty sure.
That's why he's selling them on the black market. Because he can't sell them legally. And then he's getting his homeboys to fucking launder his money. And boom, $1 billion.
Low-key, I think everything they sell out of store is illegal to resell. Like food and drink, technically you're not supposed to be reselling that shit.
Cool.
Once you buy, you own.
Oh, it was Costco, by the way, guys. I was kind of right.
I knew it was Costco, bro.
You did?
He was too ghetto to be in Sam's Club, Loki.
Too ghetto?
Yeah. Costco's ghetto, bro.
I fucking hate Costco, bro.
I like Costco. I like Costco, but Costco is ghetto.
I have a burning fucking hate for Costco.
Why?
There's too many fucking people all the fucking time, bro.
Because it's a better spot.
It really is.
I like Sam's Club way better.
I don't like Sam's Club. Sam's Club is too old for me.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Because there's always old people there. I don't know. I feel like they sell foo-foo shit there.
No, they fucking don't. You.
I know they don't. I know they don't.
You fucking bitch. Sorry, bro. I'm just very.
My nigga said, put some respect on my nigga Sam Walton's name.
I mean, I hate the Walton family, but Sam's Club is better, bro. How? There's less people.
Their food isn't.
That's the only good thing.
What?
Is that there's always less people. But the thing is, Costco has so much other shit that Sam's Club doesn't have.
Like what?
Like all your mom. Like all your hey, Max, bro. No, it has like a bunch of shit.
Honestly, bro, I like Sam's Club better because all that other shit is something I would never buy regardless. So it doesn't really matter which one I go to. Right? Like, I'm going to go there for my fucking meat because they have big-ass packages of meat. No homo.
No diddy.
And then my drinks in bulk. And that's about it. You know, maybe fucking paper towels, toilet paper, shit like that. But the thing I like about Sam's Club is there's less people and you can fucking check out as you go, nigga. So you can scan your little thing while you're doing there and then fucking pay and just walk out.
Oh, you can't do that?
You can't do that at Costco.
Oh.
I didn't even know you could do that at Sam's Club. Yeah.
Sorry.
But definitely Costco is for ghetto-er people. Sam's Club is your more sophisticated area. But I do like Costco better. I feel like Costco has way more shit. And Costco's food court slaps better.
Better food samples. Better food.
Better prices. Walmart? Better. That's Walmart, nigga.
Nah, I don't want to say better prices either, nigga.
I wasn't going to say that. But better cafeteria. Costco.
I really disagree with that, bro. Costco is so unorganized that actually pisses me off.
How is it unorganized?
Because Costco, literally, okay, they have the kiosks and then they have like where you can order, but there's always like people fucking everywhere. When you go to Sam's Club, right, they have like the line. You can get in line to order. So it's organized. You always know where the line is at and you always know where to pick it up. And it's usually pretty organized. Costco was all over the fucking place. And the fucking old ass ladies that work in the cafeteria, they're like, order number 50. And then if you don't fucking hear it the first time, they give you attitude. And I'm like, bitch, I just want my chicken bake. Don't yell at me.
Shout out to the chicken bakes.
And then I'm in a fucking bad mood. I just wanted a chicken bake.
Those chicken bakes is what carries Costco over fucking Sam's.
I do agree they have slightly better
food. Costco shits on all the Sam's Club food.
Yeah.
Their pizza's better.
Yeah, I do agree
with that. Sam's Club used to have a better glizzy. No diddy. But Sam's Club went generic and they use like Member's Mark shit now. So that shit's whack.
They had to keep the prices low, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But no, he is right though. God damn.
Sorry guys.
We're getting bombed.
We're by the base right now.
No, but see, he is right. That's why it comes back to my point. Costco is more ghetto. Costco's way more ghetto because he's right. There's a bunch of people just standing in the way for no fucking reason.
And then if I'm not even trying to go to the fucking food court, bro, there's literally people I can't even get around with my cart, bro. Like, I'm literally just trying to go home.
There's always a line to leave.
Yeah.
No, that's why. I like Costco better, but Costco's way more ghetto. That's why Sam's Club is for sophisticated niggas.
Damn, I guess it fits, huh? Anyways, I was reading up on it while we were talking about this, and Costco has denied selling Diddy baby oil.
They really had to deny that?
Yep. They said, fuck that. We don't even sell that baby oil here. So now they're going to ask the lawyer, hey, you got fucking receipts, bro? Because if you don't, you're fucked.
Okay, but low-key, is that like a crime? Like, I understand what it points to. I get that completely. But is that like, you know, at the end of the day, is that really like...
It's not a crime. It's more... they're making the case stronger type of shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this might not be a crime, but the fact that you have baby oil and that many fucking allegations against you is kind of fucking sus, bro. Especially because he has fucking sex trafficking allegations, fucking, you know, sexual abuse, fucking grooming all these celebrities. Like, there was a speculation... And there's a theory right now that there was this pop star that got groomed that is a household name now that he was having sex with at 14 years old. And they're saying that, wow, household name, he was 14 years old that he fucked. They're around this time. Sounds like Justin Bieber.
Damn.
That's crazy.
You think Justin Bieber got raped?
I think he got fucked.
For real?
Yeah.
He's kind of gay.
I mean, Justin Bieber was fucking fruity as fuck back then.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I didn't like Justin Bieber back then. I like Justin Bieber now, though. He's cool. He looks like a cool guy to meet.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Back when he was like a global sensation, though, he was gay.
Literally.
And, why? Because he stole your bitches?
Low key. stole my bitches with that fucking whack ass haircut.
Honestly, I don't know how he had so much fucking clout, bro. His boss hadn't even dropped yet, bro. Like, Diddy must have really been into little kids, bro. Because he was 14 and he still sounded like a bitch.
Low key.
Right? Low key. Like on that baby music video. He was 14, right? Some shit like that.
Had to be.
Yeah. Baby.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, I think he was still in middle school at the time.
He was like 14. Yeah, he sounded like a baby.
There's no
bitch.
Way he was still in high school. Sounded like a baby bad bitch.
But yeah, man, this Diddy shit's getting out of control. And then they're saying that he has a tape of that kid, right? That he sold it to like all these artists and shit. And
God damn. Who do you think you would be able to sell it to?
I don't fucking know, bro.
Usher?
Maybe. Maybe Drake? I don't know. He likes A minors.
Hey.
Fucking. Oh, my bad, bro. Soft spot?
Nah, who knows?
And who knows, right?
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly? I mean, he was fucking pissing on fucking teen girls.
He was for sure on that list.
Oh, God, bro.
He said, yeah, let me get a copy of that tape, though.
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Bro. How do you think Diddy did it, bro? Think he went with the Eric approach?
Hey, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dog.
How so?
What's up, Lynn? Let me record. Let me while record. While he was doing it already, let me record.
That's crazy.
You got it wrong, dog. It's let me fucking record. Let me record.
Nah, but you know what's fucking crazy? Like, when you think about it, bro, how much of these fucking people do you think are connected?
Shit.
A
like,
lot.
Like Diddy, R. Kelly, fucking back Jay-Z. To the Jeffrey Epstein shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hella like, you think they all, like, have a big ass circle?
I guarantee hella people know too, though.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And they probably won't ever say shit, but I guarantee you, bro. You know what's crazy? I always thought about it. I bet you fucking, like, maybe not everyone, but I bet you, like, rappers, athletes, fucking, you know, they all got like their own group chats.
Man, I pray God LeBron wasn't part of that shit, bro. Hey, LeBron,
dude, for all you know, he probably knows about it.
Man, I guarantee he knows about it. Yeah,
he
was a part of it.
He ain't never gonna confess to it, but
if he was a part of it, is that gonna change your mind on him or not?
Oh, man, did you probably, bro?
That has to, bro.
I mean, if he's still the GOAT, regardless, let's not get that shit twisted. But I'm taking my posters down, bro. No.
Low key, bro. I'd rather have the homie kill people instead of that.
Yeah,
I think that is the worst thing. That's the worst thing. If it's like fucking like child sexuality and shit like that. Like, hey, let's say your fucking favorite, you know, your favorite celebrity fucking marks someone, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Cheated on his wife. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know.
That's crazy.
But yeah. If anything, I'd applaud that.
The cheating?
The murdering. Maybe the cheating too.
That's fucking crazy.
What? So do you think he could have paid him off?
Huh?
Do you think he could have paid all of them off? Be like, all right, look, I got this video. Don't say shit.
Definitely,
fuck,
bro.
Fuck yeah.
Like what he did, bro, to fucking Sierra?
I guarantee you that's why he got away with it for so long, bro. And especially, okay, there's two things you can fucking do to manipulate people: money and blackmail.
So
he either paid them off or he had some shit on them too. He's like, all right, bro, you could snitch on me, but I got your deep, dark secret, my boy.
You're going down with me.
I go down, you go down?
Yeah, type shit. I heard Oprah's part of that shit too, bro.
Damn, even Oprah?
Yeah, Oprah. You get a fucking baby oil. You get a baby oil. You get a baby oil.
She wanted that young fucking dick.
Young dick. That's crazy.
She wanted Justin's.
No, it's not just Justin either, bro.
Justin. Damn.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy talk.
Diddy. All these. I never liked that nigga either, bro.
Who?
Diddy. Even before the fucking...
You didn't like Diddy?
Nah.
Loki, he got some bangers.
No, I like him, like, musically. Musically, yeah. I like him. I just didn't like him. But I think I didn't like him because of the whole fucking, like, rap beef shit. He always bugged me.
What, fucking Pac?
Yeah.
He bugged you because he was beefing with Pac or what?
He just bugged me, bro. He seemed like an asshole. He probably is, but...
Isn't that we gotta be during a beef? You gotta be an asshole?
No, nigga, like, even apart from the beef, like, he just seemed like a terrible fucking person.
Terrible person?
Yeah.
Part of Illuminati type shit?
No, just a terrible fucking person. Not Illuminati. He's just a bad person, nigga.
Just like a bitch.
Like if I were to meet him, if I were to meet him in person, I'd be like, fuck, I hate this nigga.
That nigga was a bitch.
You want to take a picture with him?
No, I wouldn't, bro. Definitely not.
I would.
I would too. No, you fuck know what?
Maybe I fucking would.
I wouldn't let the nigga hug me. But you know, I'd strike a pose.
Take the picture. Oh, I fucking hate that nigga.
Crazy. I wonder. Hold on, bro. I wonder how far this goes back. Because I was in my car yesterday, actually, to be precise. Yesterday, on my way back from donating plasma, I was in my car, and I was like, okay, let's bump some Notorious B.I.G. And then I heard this lyric, true player for real, ask Puff Daddy. Now I wonder, was Biggie a part of this shit too? Was he a true player for real, but with like fucking little niggas type shit? Like, was he using the baby oil too?
You didn't see that. You didn't see that picture of Biggie.
Oh, the fucking cockeyed one.
He had to keep one eye on P. Diddy all times.
Oh, fucking shit.
Yeah, my boy Off got that already.
Oh, fuck, dude. You think though, or you think that's like way before that?
I don't know. Cause what do you think?
I don't know, man.
Cause if he was part of it. Then, what does that mean?
That would
he tried to switch up on him, and that's why allegedly Diddy killed Biggie.
That's a conspiracy.
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
That Diddy fucking killed both of them.
I didn't know that was a conspiracy.
No,
yeah. I knew he was involved or like allegedly involved with Tupac's.
Oh,
but I thought him and they were besties, I guess.
Yeah,
he made a whole fucking song after he died, which honestly is a good fucking idea. If you killed him, or if you had some, you're like, oh damn, they killed my best friend, I'm gonna make a song about him. But little did they know,
they won't fucking think that's me. That it's me. I made a whole ass track. I laid down 17 bars for this nigga.
No. I didn't kill him, I made a song about him. Like the same shit. I'm not racist. My friend is black.
This nigga.
Am I still recording, guys?
Let me find out you didn't fucking record the past fucking 30 minutes.
Let me make sure. Let's make sure, guys. Where the fuck are we at, guys? How many minutes are we?
I don't know. You got the computer?
Guys. Hold on.
We'll be not recording?
We'll be right back. I don't know if we're recording or not.
RIP.
My bad. We were recording. My fucking computer froze, but...
Yeah.
We're chilling.
It's all those viruses, bro.
I'm telling you, I wasn't lying about my left fucking hand, nigga.
It's fucking Diddy, bro, taking over your laptop.
Oh, God. He's hearing this shit like, oh, fuck. Get his lawyer on the line.
You talking slander on his name, bro.
Hey, this nigga in Utah over here talking shit. Take over his computer.
Hey, all I know is if that nigga Diddy beats this shit, bro. Not literally. But literally.
Come down, Sierra.
He's pretty fresh for it. I'm not even gonna lie.
I don't think he's gonna beat it, bro. It's not looking like it. Like, if they denied his bail already, it's already not looking good, bro.
Damn.
What do you guys think? You think he'll get away with it?
Nah, I think he has too much shit.
Nah, I think he will.
Nah, bro, because if you look back at it, dog. If you look back at it, the only real fucking high-profile case, when they had already gotten caught and that shit hit the fan, it was all over the news and shit. The only one that truly got away with that shit was OJ.
Hell yeah.
That's the only nigga I could think of that got away with it.
My nigga.
Because fucking R. Kelly, locked up, bro. Is Suge Knight still locked up?
Doesn't he?
I think so.
Doesn't he get out?
I don't fucking know. Anyway, so, that wasn't as big. Jeffrey Epstein, he wasn't gonna get out. He fucking killed himself, allegedly.
Bill Cosby's locked up.
No, he got out.
Who?
Bill Cosby. No. Bill
Cosby's been out for a minute. For real?
Fuck yeah.
I thought he was locked up.
I'm pretty sure he's locked up.
But anyway, Eric, look that up. But yeah, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, fucking, who did I say? Jeffrey Epstein, fucking Aaron Hernandez. All them niggas were famous. They had money.
Yeah, he's no longer in jail, dude. He got out like 3 years ago.
He get out.
He got out.
Sorry.
He got out on June 30th, 2021. Huh.
How long was he in jail for? Prison? How long was he in for?
I thought he got a fat sentence, low-key. Because then I think he got like 3 counts.
Let's see. Bill Cosby.
Unless he sneaked out of it, he's fresh.
3 years over 3 to 10 years.
Damn, he only served 3 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard.
Low-key. I mean, that nigga still got sentence, bro.
Yeah.
He still got sentence. And his was not nearly as bad as fucking P. Diddy's, bro. Let's be real here.
For real?
Bill Cosby's?
Didn't Bill Cosby allegedly rape like 5 bitches?
Was it 5?
Yeah, he raped a handful of them. I know it was a handful.
What the... I think he was like, it was alleged.
I think he only got convicted for like 2 or 3 of them.
Let's see.
But I'm pretty sure he had like fucking like 5.
Damn, how many girls did he rape?
Huh?
How many girls did he rape?
That's why I think he raped like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But I think
horny bastard.
I think they only charged him. Literally, bro. Slipped a pill.
He was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated and indecent assault.
See? 3. But I'm pretty sure he did 5 or 6.
God damn.
That's a lot.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't know, this is super bad. Super bad to say. But it's like, this nigga did it the one time, right? And he's like, fuck yeah, I got away with it. My nigga really went back 5 more times to do it again.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Like, I would think you would get away with, you know, 1, maybe stretching it 2, literally.
Literally, that's fucking, but, that's sick.
But like, fuck, nigga.
Harvey Weinstein too, huh?
Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
That's a fucking old, like, I think he was a director or some shit.
Harvey sounds old. I feel like that's an old person name.
This guy. Yeah, seen him?
Nah.
He's a film producer. That's what it says. But yeah, man, shit's sick.
Yeah.
And the nigga from Nickelodeon too. What's that nigga's name?
I know who you're talking about. Don't fucking from Jake and Josh and shit.
Yeah. Director.
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But that's different, though.
That's different
because those are just all allegations. Nothing's proved.
With the Nickelodeon one?
Yeah. Nothing. That's why they never, like, locked them up or anything.
That shit's fucking insane to me, though,
and,
bro.
Like, it's crazy. It's so crazy because there are, like, a lot of, like, clear signs of it.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's nothing, like, super, like, concrete.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because he's fucking white.
Low-key, maybe. Probably because he's white. He was working with, you know, teens. Allegedly, everyone, like, because the niggas that got locked up were the ones who got caught. Like, that one dude that fucking, worked on what is that? Like All That Show? The one that allegedly tried to rape that one kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga got caught. The nigga that raped my boy Drake.
Stop, bro. Leave that man alone.
That nigga got caught and he got released. That's crazy.
But you know what's crazy? Fucking, okay, so Drake got fucking sexually assaulted. But then Drake has fucking sexual assault allegations on him.
No way, the Drake Bell way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Drake Bell.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Not full, not Drake.
My boy was.
Let's clarify.
It was worried.
We're talking about Drake Bell.
No, I did forget that he did have that shit too. But yeah, I don't think that got proven, right?
No, it didn't, bro. It's just a bunch of allegations too.
So many allegations. But yeah, that's the reason that fool never got locked up was because that's just all allegations. They can slander his name all they want, but they can't prove that shit.
Yeah. Innocent until proven guilty, I guess.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Wise words when I went to jail, bro. They had a fucking
low key.
They had a what's it called? A church. What is it called when they give like a
seminar?
A seminar kind of shit. Yeah.
Seminar.
A sermon, a seminar, whatever they call it. This guy's like, God is the only way, and then he's like, everybody does bad shit. Y'all just got caught, and I'm like, damn. This nigga spitting facts right now.
That's what I'm saying, but it's like...
It's like, ain't nobody gonna know unless you get caught, my nigga.
Low-key, you can get caught. As long as you don't get caught, bro. Nigga, the world is the game, bro.
The world is yours, bro.
Exactly. But low-key, I kind of think the reason why that Nickelodeon fool didn't get caught... was because technology wasn't that advanced back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They probably had some like 240p cameras.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably why, low-key.
And then it's fucking his word against theirs, too. Yeah. You know? And he could come off as like a real cool dude.
It doesn't help that he made Nickelodeon hella fucking money.
Facts. It probably got his back.
Probably.
Did you hear about the shit with Drake though? Like with him and Drake Bell?
Yeah. When supposedly they got raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
That is so fucking insane though. I cannot fucking what?
Yeah. No, he invited him to like his house. And
no,
then...
I cannot fucking imagine that though. Like this nigga literally claimed he woke up to this nigga giving him top.
That's just sick, bro.
Like, that is fucking insane, bro. Like, imagine waking up, bro.
Oh, hell no. Don't actually imagine that shit, Eric. You want some gay shit.
And this nigga's, like, going to town on your wee-wee.
Okay, hold on. If you're hard, does that make you fucking gay?
Hell yeah.
Well, if you... No. Hold on. If you're sleeping, no.
He's trying to justify that shit.
Shut up, Mister. I would watch the fucking video about dicks.
Did I get fucking hard? No, I didn't. Ooh. I was flaccid the whole fucking
time. But
look,
nigga, look. You didn't even let me start.
I was shriveled up, even, nigga. Fuck you.
If you're sleeping,
okay.
How the fuck are you gonna know it's a guy or a girl?
You wake up.
Dick. Well, yeah. You're gonna be like, oh, what the hell? Then you're gay. If you stay hard the whole time, right, once you wake up.
Okay.
But you're sleeping.
So you're saying
as long as you're sleeping,
you can be bricked up.
That's fucking sick.
That's what you're basically saying. Nigga.
No, if you're sleeping,
while you were sleeping,
yeah.
What if you're pretend sleeping?
Oh, Eric, see,
but that's just gay right there. Because you're pretending.
You don't know if it's a girl or a guy though. You just know you're getting top from someone.
Cause bro, if I'm getting top when I'm sleeping, I'm going to look at who the fuck's taking me out. I'm like
What? Wait. Say that shit again.
Look, so...
Say it one more time.
Act it out, too.
He was fucking going to town, bro.
Look, if I'm getting top while I'm sleeping, I'm fucking dead asleep.
Okay.
I'm getting head out. I'll be like, oh, shit. And then I'm going to look and be like, oh, what the fuck? And then from there, I'm like, oh, motherfucker, fuck you doing? But if you're sleeping, then how the fuck are you going to know if it's a guy or a girl? I'm not justifying it, but I'm just saying, like, how the fuck you're gonna know? Sick,
bro. Is this you coming out of the closet right now?
So as long as you're sleeping, it's cool.
No, it's not cool, but I'm just saying, like how are you going to know? Like, if you're sleeping, how are you going to know if it's a guy or a girl giving you top? This is fucking
breaking news right now. This is breaking fucking news right now. I'm gonna go fucking hire a gay prostitute. Be like, hey, my guy, he lives on this fucking street. Go suck his dick right now. He's dead asleep.
Oh, will he care? Oh no, he's asleep. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if he's sleeping. As long as he doesn't wake up, he'll really appreciate your services.
All I know is that he's gay.
Gay. Is that Dave Chappelle? Yeah, I fucking love that.
Fucking Chappelle. Whereas once you acknowledge it, then you're gay.
Okay. Damn. I see what you're doing, buddy. Trying to justify you getting sucked off by a dude in your sleep.
Ew, I don't know.
It's cool, bro. We've all done something we regret in life.
You know what they say? Game is game.
Game is game, bro. Game is game.
Game recognized game.
Ass is ass.
That's crazy, bro. Okay. I have one more topic I'd like to dive into before we stop recording. You gotta go? No, you're chilling? Are you sure, bro? All
right, dive into that
I'm
shit.
I'm having fun in the stew right now. So don't fucking kill my vibe, bro. Please.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Okay. I was talking to my brother the other day on my way to work. And we're like, fuck. This motherfucker's dumb. And then I'm like, do you think dumb people know they're dumb? Like, do you think they know? That's my question. Do dumb people know they're dumb?
Sometimes no. Because what if you're down?
Nah, nigga, like, not like fucking, like, down, not like you got an extra fucking chromosome, nigga. Like, you're just fucking stupid.
Wait, what do you mean down? Like, everyone's all down, or you a down-ass fool? Like, what are you talking about?
Down-ass
fool. Like, you have fucking Down syndrome, fool.
Nah, nigga. Like, you just have a very...
Nah, nigga.
You just have a very low fucking IQ, bro. Like, you're just dumb. There's nothing, like, actually wrong with you. Like, you should be a normal person. You're just fucking dumb. Like,
TBH? Guaranteed not, bro.
Nah, right?
Fuck no. They probably think they're cool.
I looked it up. I just want to know what you guys think before I tell you.
I see, yeah. Just sometimes just depends on the person.
You think they know they're dumb?
Some people, yeah.
Okay. Some people.
Yeah.
What do you... Elaborate on that a little bit more.
It's just some people know they're dumb, some people don't. As simple as that.
That's it. That's a very dumb
fucking response. There's no expectation on that. Some people know they're dumb.
Dumb response.
Some people know they're dumb, some people don't. That's no explanation. You think
smart people know they're smart?
Smart people, not all the time, because I feel like some smart people don't, like, they're, like, actually smart, but they don't know how to use their smartness.
And then there's homies that try to fucking act too smart.
Oh, nigga, you better not be throwing fucking shots at me, nigga. I never claimed to be smart, nigga. Fuck out of here. I think I'm quite average, actually. Dude, what do you think, Alfred? You didn't even answer.
What?
You fucking asshole.
What do you mean?
You didn't even answer. You think dumb? What did you say?
I said yeah, or that they don't know.
You don't think so? No. And Alfie thinks, I mean, Eric thinks sometimes they do.
Calmado.
Sorry, buddy.
You're average. You want me to tell you you're average?
I don't want you to tell
me. You want me to not tell you you're not smart?
I don't care if I'm smarter. Look, bro, as long as I'm above dumb, I'm cool, bro. I just don't want to be dumb.
So C plus then.
Yeah, C plus is cool.
I bet. That's the grade I got in high school, bro.
No D minus will work for you?
No. C's cool, bro. C plus. You think you're smart, Eric?
Hell no.
You think you're dumb?
Hell yeah.
You think you're dumb?
Hell yeah.
Swear. Why?
Because, bro, look at the shit I've been doing. Look at how I talk, everything. Oh, yeah, I'm dumb.
Look at the shit I've been doing.
You weren't expecting that. You were expecting me to say I'm smart, huh?
No, I wasn't.
But I thought you found God. People that find God aren't dumb.
Who the fuck said that? Shit. Who the fuck said that?
The Bible did.
Where in the Bible does it say?
Passage 15:49. Joseph.
So read me the scripture then.
I don't know the passage.
Exactly, bitch. Exactly.
Do I look like I read scriptures? Fuck no.
No, honestly, I wanted to hear what you had to say, Eric.
I just told you.
No, I know. I mean, I heard it. I just wanted to see what you would say. Oh. But yeah, the answer is dumb people think they're smarter than they are. And smart people think they're dumber than they are. But really smart people know they're smart. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you might be smart.
Fool, just let go of that fucking cup.
So smart people know they're smart?
No, really. No, like a very
smart fucking... Oh, really smart people.
Really smart people, like fucking genius level type shit. Like Einstein type shit. Like
Einstein type shit?
Yeah.
Like A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Yeah.
Like Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate is the biggest fucking retard I've ever fucking known.
To me, he's categorized as a different being.
Andrew Tate is so annoying. Bro, honestly, I don't know how he has fans.
He runs Top G University. He has his own school.
I don't give a fuck what he runs, bro.
So that means he's certified smart.
No, he's not certified smart.
So you're saying going to college isn't smart then?
I'm not saying going to college isn't smart. Going to college doesn't make you smart, if that's what you're asking. Going to college to get a degree. Does it make you smart? Fuck no. There's a lot of dumb people that go to college. There's a lot of smart people that don't go to college.
Low key.
They don't go hand in hand.
Okay.
They don't.
Mano a mano,
bro.
Okay.
Sorry, brother, man.
It's okay, bro. Just don't do it again. Wait, you really like Andrew Tate, though?
Yeah.
I feel like people that like Andrew Tate are fucking weird. What do you like Andrew Tate?
He's cool.
He drives Bugattis.
Yeah. That's what you like about him?
He disregards females, acquires currency.
Oh, fucking sick. I was looking at his workout, bro. It's complete fucking doo-doo garbage.
To me, he's a professional kickboxer.
Yeah, really? He's good at kickboxing.
Hey. All I'm saying but is, if you ask me, that's a smart move on his end.
What?
Fucking pick up kickboxing. Because he made it.
What the fuck are you talking about, Eric?
He made it. He's smart for picking up kickboxing.
Eric, what the fuck are you even talking about right now,
bro? He's smart because he decided to do kickboxing, which made him famous.
What the and fuck get is money. Your point here? What is your point?
He's a smart guy.
Okay. How does that have to do with what I just said? I just said his fucking workouts are doo-doo garbage.
But he's ripped.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Because he fucking was in the MMA or whatever, and he's got good genetics too. Doesn't make his workout good.
Maybe for you, but it does for him.
No, it's just...
Everybody's different.
It's objectively fucking bad, Eric. It's objectively bad. Like, it's bad. I don't know if he was doing it for the fucking gram or whatever, And maybe it's just like a fucking marketing scheme to get people to look at his workout. But if that's his actual workout, it's fucking trash.
Hey, bro, just because it doesn't work out for you doesn't mean it works out for him.
It's not a good workout. It's not a good workout. It's not. It's just not.
So one says it's not, but another could say it is.
Another, if another one says it is, he's fucking stupid.
But okay, but what if that one that says it is, what if that helps him change? If I can get some ripped, then what, is it still a bad routine?
Can I answer that? Go ahead. Can I answer that without you saying,
go ahead.
Suck my dick, Eric.
No, I'm cool.
Look. No, not fucking Uncle Eric. Okay? The most important thing is fucking consistency. That doesn't mean it's a good fucking workout program.
You're right, Johnny.
Am I right?
It is just pretty funny what Eric said.
Fucking hate you, Eric.
You're welcome to pissing off Johnny.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Eric.
He said, nah, I'm good. That's hilarious, bro.
I'm sorry, Johnny, but the fans want it.
The fans want it. I need a deliver.
Oh, I'm fucking sick.
Oh, shit.
No. What'd you say? What'd you say? I'm your biggest op?
You're my biggest fucking op sometimes, Eric, honestly. I've never had one of my best friends also be one of my biggest fucking ops. Like, that shit should not work out like that, bro. You're the definition of fucking yin and yang, bro. Like.
Oh,
it's cool though, bro. It keeps me balanced. You know, you can't have fucking sunshine if you don't live through the rain type shit. Shout out my nigga Bobby for the Bible scriptures. But yeah, that's all I got for today. Oh shit, we weren't supposed to name drop. Anyways, shout out my nigga Bobby. Hey, shout out my nigga 03 Auto. He just released his new music video. He's a fucking legend in the local community. Go listen to his new song. What's it called, Eric?
Hey, look, I don't even know the song.
What a fucking dick.
Fake fucking fan.
Fake
bro.
Fucking friend. 03 Auto, if you're listening, nigga. Eric is a fake fan. Don't talk to that nigga.
03 Auto? Drop the album already. Put back Go Auto.
You're low key, yeah. Go Auto back on Apple Music,
Auto.
Dog.
Go Auto. Is that how it goes? That's how it goes, right?
Go Auto. Go Auto.
Low key, that's the only bar I know. But it's fire.
Yeah. What's the song called then, Eric?
Go Auto by 03 Auto.
That's the new song?
Oh, this is a new song? Oh, shit, my bad.
You fucking shithole.
My bad.
Come on.
Eric, you're a terrible fucking promoter, nigga.
Come on.
Sorry, dog.
Honestly, you're fired, bro. Get the fuck out.
Come on.
Hold on. I got you. Hold on.
Damn, it's not on Apple Music? Sick.
Huh?
Is it on Apple Music? Where can we find
it? I don't know. It's on...
Is he behind...
Go look up...
Is he behind Jay Randall?
Is that
go look up
A, something random.
Go look up A Proudly on Facebook. That's their label.
A Proudly?
A Proudly. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think they're just proud.
Auto Proudly? What are they proud of?
What does 03 Auto mean?
I don't know either, my boy.
Is it like my 03 Honda? Like, did he have an auto that was in 2003?
An 03 automatic? Oh, does that mean he has an OBS?
No. He does not have an OBS.
What's an OBS?
That's my boy Carlos right there, bro.
It's an old body style truck.
Oh, shit. Truck?
Truck.
Specifically trucks.
Specifically truck.
OBS can't be a car?
I don't know.
OBS can't be a man?
Let me have a fucking sour punch, Alfred. That's been eyeing me since you got him.
Hey, but the song, thanks, Different Ops by O3Oto and GMB Little Chopper.
Okay. He got the features.
All right. That's all we got.
Go look it up on YouTube.
Bet. Look.
Is that all?
Yeah, I think that's it for now.
O3Oto,
we'd like to interview you, bro, so come through the podcast one of these days.
We need a world-class rapper here ASAP. But until then,
I should have finished fucking.
I told you, leave that shit fucking alone, you dumbass.
Until next time, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see y'all on the next episode of the Early Birds Podcast without bitch ass area because I'm kicking him off the team and he's fired. Peace out. Yes.